I talked about this previously this week that you know when people someone mistreats you, the best thing to do is just to keep loving that person. You know, clean up the trash, explain what you're doing while you do it, and just set an example. Just by example, do some talking. I think what was it? Yesterday I was describing how that works. I was at the skate park in Taichung. And as I, you know, I wish I kind of described yesterday. Well, at one point I was skating and there was this little girl out there that was just wandering around. And I found her mother and I just explained to her. I said, okay, and, you know, she was on a bicycle with training wheels. Like we're talking like little like 5-year-old, you know, maybe six, maybe five. And she's just hopping around, pushing herself around. And I told her mother, I said, the one problem she's got is she's not looking. It was all in Mandarin, the conversation. I said, the one problem she's got is she's not looking. And I told the little girl, look, I said, look this way and then look that way. There's no people. You can go. Okay, go. And then so she went. She went down the little ramp and started having fun. But I told her mother, don't stop the. Her mother wanted to go talk to her, which is that hyper placating part of the culture. I said, no. Don't go interrupt her. She's fine because she's moving consistently. She's doing the same pattern, moving around the park. She's flowing with traffic. That's good. Don't disrupt it. Keep the habit. It's good. But when you go home, talk to her about the importance of looking before you suddenly start, you know, going down a ramp. Always look. Look before you go. And I said, but she's fine now. She'll figure it out. You know what she needs to for today. When go home, explain it to her. And it's like, see, no one talks to people that way. Like it's a constant problem. And so the skaters are like, well, what do we do? Like if you talk to the parents, hey, you know, hey, don't let your kids do that. The parents don't listen because it's a hyper easily offended culture. Just look at how China responds to Taiwan doing anything. Like Japan was talking to Taiwan this week and China, you know, Japan should not send wrong messages to the world about Taiwan, a province of China. Okay. And what was the Taiwanese response? Oh yeah, China always says stuff like that. It's not surprising. Yeah. You know, I mean, China's constant objection to everything has made China insignificant. They're nothing. They just don't matter. It's just like, you know, UN meeting. Okay, China's talking. Oh, I'm gonna put on my headphones and eat popcorn and maybe wash the dishes in the middle of the UN General Assembly hall. You know, like I, you know, like I, you know, it's like nobody cares what China says anymore because they say so many bad things so often. Now, in that culture, the local skaters didn't know how to deal with parents doing this. I did. I told some skaters, well, just walk up and tell them, say, hi, I'm your friend. You know, you don't need to make enemies. You don't need to boss people around. It's like, hey, you know, go do it like this. And like, they understand. And it's kind of like, you know, being large and in charge. And some of the people are watching me do that. And one of the parents is listening. You know, a funny thing also happened with the skate park as I went there. And I found a broom on the street, stole it. Because there are these bamboo brooms. Like they take a bamboo shoot and then little twigs that branch off from the bamboo shoot, and then like they like make the twigs into like the sweeping bristles, and they use it to like move leaves around, and it's good for cleaning up dirt on sidewalks and stuff. And so I took the broom to the skate park and I started sweeping. I swept for an hour because a whole bunch of sand from local rain had spilled out into the park. And because, you know, at the local skate park in Tainan, I'm always sweeping up the nuts that fall from the trees and make all the skateboards and inline skaters fall down the trees that the government put there in their dumb government wisdom. So I'm known as the sweeper guy. So everybody in Tainan's looking at Instagram going, ha ha ha, you really are the sweeper man. You sweep up in Taichung too. So I'm there cleaning up and the park is clean and nice and people saw me do it. One of them, I think, was a trainer from a local skate shop. Others saw me do it on Instagram. They know who cleaned up their skate park. That's setting a positive example. And so I'm there doing this, being large and in charge, you know, managing the skate park, even though I'm not from Taichung, I'm a skater. Maybe it's a good example. That's how to do things. Love. Point it out. We don't need to ridicule people. You don't need to ask for blood, for payment for anything. Blood at the skate park is normal. That's part of the fun, kind of. depending on how much of it. So I'm, did I fall down? No. No, not this time. Thankfully. Cause my body's top heavy. I'm going to learn how to roll. Lahi's going to go teach me how to roll sometime. Guy, I should go find him. So, but like, this is the thing that I'm learning more and more. It's just go fix the problem. So I've seen the inside example of what Taiwan's doing to the foreigners, Westerners, English teachers, et cetera, engineers. They come here, college students, and they get badly, badly treated. And so they end up chasing away the talented people who eventually leave Taiwan and they're gone. And the Taiwanese can't figure, they don't know this is going on. They don't know how to change it. And so what am I going to do? You're bad. You're so mean to foreigners. Someone should give me something. Am I going to do any of those? No. It all of a sudden dawned on me. I'm going to tell, you know, Taiwanese were very angry about George Floyd and how he was killed live on Instagram. I think that was live. Was that a live stream or was it just a recording? Whatever. It was basically live. Like while they're recording, right on the cameras, they kill him. Shameless. Utterly shameless. And Taiwanese were angry about that. And the Taiwanese, they sympathize with black people. Like it's BLM is spray painted at the local skate park. So I had to explain to the locals. I'm like, BLM is unfortunately a political issue because you've got some people saying, well, all lives matter. Okay, well, but black lives need special mention. But, you know, the blacks deserve special mention. Oh, but that's perpetuating racism. Well, okay, says the white guy who can't see the systemic situation. But my complaint, Jesse's complaint in all this is both sides want to be offended by the other. I say Americans want to be offended by everything. You do this, they want to be offended. So Black Lives Matter, well, it's true. It deserves special mention. Yeah, we need a cleanup, man. Okay, what's wrong with that? Oh. We can't allow even that. Or we've got to take that and go mean that we've got to go riot. All sides want to be offended. Yes, I agree. We should be able to say Black Lives Matter, but we should be able to do it without rioting because we agree with it. And we should be able to do it without rioting even if we disagree with it. It's rioting that's a problem. Black Lives Matter is just an excuse. But Taiwanese are watching. Stop killing black people. George Floyd. What the heck? And they want to see it get improved. They're not Democrats. Taiwanese care the way I wish Americans would, in the calm, toned down manner that no one in America seems to. So they're watching. Well, so I explained to Taiwanese, I understand black people because Taiwan did the same thing to me. Oh, that's honeybee. That's sting and sweet. That's, you know, bees give us some of the most delicious candy, if not the most delicious candy in nature, but they will hurt you if you mess with them. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to go. And so this article that I've got coming out might do that. And, you know, thankfully people around Taiwan have known me because of the love that I have. You know, I go to people and I find out, they talking, you know, excrement about you. Sorry about that, man. I'm just going to go love him. You know, maybe that kid doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe that boss, the company thought that he could go do something, you know, by stabbing in the back and thought that it would help him. But maybe he wishes he hadn't done that. Just don't worry about it. You haven't lost any money. Keep loving people. Just, it's all right. Don't worry about it. I try to drop things like this and I love my friend's enemies and my friend knows that it's love and I'm not joining sides. And how do I do it? A variety of things, you know, talking to people at the skate park. They know this, they know me. And so when the article comes out, it will be part of a big change that's happening in Taiwan. And so tomorrow I'm going to talk about the Olympics.